Recording has started.
Okay, good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Hump Day, Mike, Wednesday, August 30, 2017. Yours truly, RayVin98 here to talk about a few things. Wow, end of the month, guys. We're here. What, one more day. So what information is there to go over? Well, let's start with the updates that we sent out to you. We sent out the update on the Iraq border customs law. People now need to have a permit if they're going in or out of the country with more than 200,000 dinar. What's $200,000? 200,000 dinar in U.S. dollars. That's under 200 bucks. They need a permit to go in and out of the country. What's that about? And then the other information, Jordanian borders opened now for Iraqis to go in and out of Jordan. The other news flash, that Baghdad paid the Kurds approximately 80% of their debt on Monday. And some would wonder, well, what's the significance of that? Think back, guys, a couple weeks now, was it, when we told you that the Kurds had come into Baghdad and for a three-day meeting, and we never really got any update from that as the results of that meeting. Well, now you are. A few weeks later, but now you are getting the public knowledge of said meeting. And that resulted in the payment. And that payment was based on an agreement of a rate being established for the Iraqi dinar. Now, we know what that rate is, but we don't know when it is supposed to kick in. But being that they've made it public now, that should tell you sometime pretty soon, since you now know the results of that meeting, or enough of the results. The absolute minute details are not important to us because we cannot impact that one way or the other. But that is the significance of that payment. It was based, connected to an agreement that was made weeks ago on a newly established rate for the dinar. Now we just need to see it. Sounds good to me. I'm liking that. Now, in addition to that, currencies are taking a turn in different directions than what some of us had anticipated, if the information holds to be 100% accurate. And because of that one factor of being 100% accurate, we are going to be on the mindset of, let's everybody, or at least the best of us, we're going to now wait and see on everything. We're not moving on anything that comes out, if that be the case, because then that's going to mean waiting. It's going to be a good thing on all fronts. And, of course, if we see that to be true, we'll let you know, said, hey, what we thought was true. And first mouse, second mouse, third mouse applies to everything now, where before it was only applying to dinar. So keep that in mind when the information comes forth. I'm trying to decipher what other parts of information that can be discussed at this stage that one second here. I thought I had this all planned out, but Let's watch the Zim closely. I am getting some new information. Well, I'll say new information because it's coming to me now regarding Zim that is similar to some of what you heard and different from some of what you all have been hearing. But if it all holds out to be true and accurate, the Zim is still going to be a good deal, but it is not going to be the windfall fallout that a lot of you are thinking is going to make you instant trillionaires. But let's take a wait-and-see approach on that and develop some strategies based on these possibilities so that we can still come out smelling like a rose when it's time to move on it. Now, what does that mean? Automatically, that means we must be patient and wait, not only for the release, but wait to spring into action based on the reality that will be before us. Wish I could say more, but I can't because I want this to be 100% accurate first. And we won't know it to be 100% accurate until it actually takes place. But if you have been at least notified to possibly be ready to sit on everything, at least we can say we communicated that to you. So should that be the case, you'll have some understanding on why. Let's see what questions are on the board from members for me. For Christ says, Ray, on the topic of verification process, should there be some form of document that we have the bank sign and notarize stating, quote, this currency has been verified that it is authentic and the amount being exchanged is X amount of dollars. Once the currency exchange is complete today, there can be no recourse by the bank to take the deposited monies back out of the account. End quote. In parentheses, it reads, who's to say that after the exchange, the bank says, well, that employee didn't have the authority to guarantee this exchange? Hey, that's something to think about. Well, I guess first and foremost, if you're trying to present something to the bank to sign off on, they probably won't without having legal look over it first if you are creating a document for them to sign. And it might be just as easy to ask them, do we have something that signs off that this is a complete deal? According to their information, it would probably be easier. Now, I guess to make sure, before you go in to do the exchange, whoever you're planning to do your exchange with, call and ask before you go in. And ask what arrangements or what provisions are there that will satisfy you that this deal is a done deal once you come in, relinquish your currency, and walk out with a deposit ticket, that it's a done deal and there's not going to be any uh-ohs a day or two down the road. They probably have some type of documentation or a process that you could feel at ease. So ask them. But if you want to bring something in that you're expecting the banking representatives to sign, I doubt that they would do that day. But good luck. Belbeck says, good morning, Ray. There are a few new and very different posts on a site this morning claiming that there have been celebrations in Iraq behind a new program rate and that the lower denoms are out. False. One post from a programmer is very interesting, calling out a list of key points of change now visible at the CBI site that were not there yesterday. Do your contacts reflect this as well? Further, is this what Oki was excited about? I have no idea what Oki was excited about because I'm not in his head. Let's see. The CBI site, from the best of my knowledge, those who on our team who scour the CBI site have made no reference of any major changes. I don't think they've even made a reference of subtle changes, for that matter. But we've inquired of celebrations in Iraq and have not been able to find any other than that mall opening, which is really no big deal. A mall is opening. As far as revenue for Iraq, that's a big deal, but as far as RV for us, so we've not learned of any celebrations, and definitely not about any lower denoms being out. And that's up to at least a couple of hours ago that we've checked and have not received any information, confirmation, what have you, regarding lower denoms actually being in distribution. So I don't know what that supposed celebration could have been pertaining to. Annie68 says, Ray, could we have some more training on what you were discussing last night about contract rates, opening rates in other currencies, and not rushing to the bank? Sure, Annie68. Be back on the call tonight. Ideology, oh, that's a tongue twister if you don't say it every day, says, are there still contract rates available for people with just a few million IQD? To the best of my knowledge and understanding, yes, there is, or there's supposed to be. Alaska Snowman says, Ray, do you know of any banks in Alaska exchanging dinar? Alaska. I thought I did, but I'm scanning my little note here, list. And okay, I don't have anything on my list right now that's exchanging dinar in Alaska. Doesn't mean there isn't one. I just do not have one on my list. So my Alaska friends, if you know of something, let me know. If they're accepting dinar right now. We have some Alaska friends that could let us know that rather quickly. By way of a text message or a PM or a direct email. Okay, Fraser 2013. Okay, Fraser 2013 says, this is not really a question, but a suggestion for what is hopefully to be our near future. The tweets sometimes take over half an hour to get to some of us. I would like to suggest that when you do the tweet of all tweets, that you would allow an hour before the call. I very much appreciate everything you do. Fraser 2013, if time permits, I would do that. But if there's anything that is coming to us that is timely, then I would not have the luxury of waiting an hour to send out a tweet or to post a call an hour or two later than when the tweet goes out. But if we can, we will. Jay Wilker, good afternoon, Ray. Your package should be mailed out next week. Just one quick question. Are you still thinking all the currencies are coming out all at once or just the dinar? Well, I'll share with you what I heard. And I always preface it with, I don't believe 100% of everything that I hear. But the things that seem plausible, I don't mind sharing with you because they may become true. So supposedly there's 9 currencies that we're all looking for something to have, or we may not all be looking for all 9 of them, but it's my understanding that 4 or 5 of those 9 will pop out first, and then the remaining 4 or 5, depending on how they divide it up, will come at a later date. Which ones are which, I cannot tell you. Sun Star. Number 1. Any key laws related to the release of the RV that you are expecting to be released in the Gazette this week? Not to my knowledge. Number 2. Any updates in the Moth that you can share? I'm not hearing anything other than the past things that we've shared about information coming out of the Moth. Naturally, there is discussion about this payment to the Kurds, but I've already shared that information with you. Number 3, any news from the IMF, WTO, or CBI that you can share? Nothing that's not already made public. And let's refresh to make sure that was the last question for me on the board. Looks like it was. Let's talk to some live members. Always gets interesting when we're talking live. 865, you're up.
Hi, Ray. Appreciate your taking my call. I'd like a little follow-up, if I may, on that last comment you made about the 9 currencies, of what you were hearing, with 4 or 5 coming out first, others coming out at a later date. Did they go into more detail in terms of what constitutes later? Were they talking within the week, within the quarter? Did they even give you any indication or other than just later? And we'd have to always be on the lookout until they came out.
I would speculate within the quarter based on the types of conversations.
Okay.
That would be a speculation. Within the quarter, the other ones would be released.
Okay. And last Monday, one of your comments had indicated about the rates that were showing on the bank screens. And your comment had said that they were currently showing on 1,000 to 1, that the rates should show 1 to 1 tomorrow, which would have been yesterday. Did you have any further follow-up on that?
No follow-up on that as far as the rates showing 1 to 1. I think if they were actually doing that, we would have gotten word from all the different people that talk with banks and look at screens, so I'm going to go on the assumption that has not happened yet.
Okay. Any further feedback dealing with the fact of their Eid festival starting on Friday? That they, you know, it sounds like this particular one is one where it's more festive than some of the others. Has there been any further inkling of trying to time it for that?
No reference to the Eid festival.
At all.
So I would say no. Right. There have been no mention that, hey, it's coming up, we've got to get it done by then, or it's going to fall on the begin or the end. There's just been no reference this time of the Eid festival yet.
Okay. I was just trying to read my notes, just some other things, just to be sure, because I would like to think that this may well turn out to be the last pre-RV call, that you will be needing to send something out an hour in advance so that everyone else can get on the call with your tweets. So I'll sign out with the Vegas and all of the shun words. And I keep always adding 10 days on to whatever day of the week that we're on, because that's when our TNT post-RV super fantastic Pay It Forward project will fall. So we're into September now, but we can deal with that. Appreciate that. And thanks again, Ray, for all your info and insight. Most appreciated. Take care.
All right.
Have a good one.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
970 Colorado. Greetings.
Hello, Ray. Thank you so much for all that you do for us. And just being there and giving this information. I mean, I just know that we are all so grateful. All right. What is not clear totally for me is, couldn't you review again how we proceed post-RV with setting up trusts or foundations? I mean, who would we be working with, and what would that look like?
I think for most of you, the majority is the same thing. For most of you, you would exchange your currency. Well, let me rephrase this. If I was in the position that most of you are in, I would exchange my currency, and let's say the RV is on Monday. Any week, it's on a Monday. I would go do my exchange on Monday and go home with a receipt, probably a debit card, black card. All depends on how strong you are in doing the exchange. If it's millions of dollars, they'll probably give you a black card. But if it's only hundreds of thousands, you might just get a debit card. So I would take that, but I don't have any immediate plans to use it on that day. But if they're distributing it, sure. There's no pressure there to accept a debit card. Of course, it would not be on the account that's holding hundreds of thousands of dollars. It would be on a smaller account, something where I would dump money into for discretionary spending. So the debit card would be attached to the discretionary spending account if it were me.
That would be our current account. Let's say we have an account with Chase or Wells Fargo. That would just be our current account. Was it a max of like $10,000 or something up front?
Well, that's getting cash out.
Okay.
But I have no need to get any cash on exchange day.
Okay.
And so if I already have an account, sure, that's my discretionary account. Then I may just tell my banking person, okay, of the gazillions of dollars that I just exchanged, drop $5,000 in my personal account because I need to do some immediate spending. And I just use the existing account that I have and the existing card that I have. Unless that card, now if it's a regular debit card, most of them have a limit daily spending of $3,000. So you would either need to get a different card altogether or have the bank arrange to increase that limit temporarily because you know that you're going to do something. But that's minor things. But that's the first thing that I would be doing if I were in the situation that most of you are in. And then go home and relax. After a day or two, I may venture back to my banking person and say, okay, now let's look at some investment opportunities that's out there. But at the same time, I would start exploring how to learn some more about different entities that I want to utilize, as well as the investment opportunities. Because some of those investment opportunities, you may want to wait and have the entity created first and then let it take over the investment. So I would at least start looking to see, okay, what tools am I interested in? I need to learn more about LLCs. If I want to do an LLC, I need to learn more about S-Corps. I need to learn more about trust. I need to learn more about foundations. And any other tool that's out here, take your time to learn about it. Then make your move. And that could be a week later, 2 weeks later. However long it takes to get the education to at least have some idea of what I'm doing and why I'm doing it, then when I find the service provider that can provide the service, I can tell them what I want and, if need be, why I want it that way. Because they may be inclined to say, well, why do you want to do that? And I don't want to look at them and say, well, I don't know. That's what they said do on the call. So you would want to know why you are doing certain things, at least, number one, to prevent them from talking you out of it. if they don't know why you want to do it, your reason for why might be totally different from the reason they think why you would want to do something. And they're going to try to talk you out of things based on why they think you want to do it.
Well, okay, so let me just,
providers will. But anyway.
Let me clarify. So if let's say I have a Wells Fargo account. So mm-hmm. When I exchange now the major funds, would that temporarily be transferred to Wells Fargo to a holding account until I figure all that out, or what does that look like?
Well, if you're doing the exchange, it's going into your account.
It's
and
going
if you're
into...
doing the exchange at Wells Fargo, then you're going to have a Wells Fargo account, and you're exchanging, and the money's going to go into your account.
But it's not going to go into my regular account that I have now. It's going to be a different account, right?
If you don't create a different account, it's going to go into the one you have now.
Okay, so how? Tell more, please.
But create
about
a new
creating
account.
A new, another account at the time of exchange.
Oh, you just let them know that's what you want to do. I want a new account for this, and then they will instruct you on the procedure, which would take minutes.
Okay.
I'm sure to establish another account for you.
Okay, so they'll be guiding with that. So.
But it'll still be in your name. You haven't. You know,
right.
You haven't established any asset protection. You just have a different account for this money to go in other than your regular Jane Doe account.
Right.
Okay.
So is the money, so that would be in that account, and so that's protected. Like if it takes me.
No,
it's not protected.
It's not protected any more than the account you already had. What are you calling protected?
Well, I'm saying because now you've got a large account
okay.
of these funds kind of holding there until I can get the information needed to transfer and secure trust or foundations or whatever.
Okay. But it's not
so
in
my
any
question
kind of
is,
holding
is it,
pattern. You exchange. You have money. You put it into an account.
Right.
And it's there in that account until you decide to do something with it. But it's no different than the account you already had. It's just a richer account.
Okay. So with the wealth manager, let's say we're meeting with, but you've talked about through a TNT that there will be these educational gatherings with banks, and you've also talked about all of your information that you have about trust and everything. So will that be in effect, those gatherings, soon after RV?
Yes.
To get that education?
Yes. Now, not all
okay.
of it's not going to happen immediately after the RV, because there's other things in life we all need to do. But it will happen shortly after the RV. Different types of educational symposiums will be available for you to attend.
Mm-hmm.
Different exotic locations. Some may even be online. But none of this is designed to try to happen in 2 or 3 days because the RV happened on Monday. We're not trying to have all this stuff done
right.
by Friday. The only thing we're trying to have done by Friday is
a new
protection.
Account and we have POD on it.
Yes.
Then
yes,
we can just take whatever time is needed, right?
Yeah,
to really get that clear, because my biggest thing is my whole family, even my two children, are so resistant. They don't want to hear anything about any of this from the very beginning, and I've been in it for years. So basically, I have to figure out. You know, I'm going to be setting up trusts and foundations. I'm just not going to afterward just hand over monies. And
right.
so I want it to be, you know, so I want to take my time to know the best way for them, but also
yeah.
to, you know, to put it in the right place and set it up
mm-hmm.
accordingly. Yeah, because I've even struggled with what I'm going to tell them after RV. I mean, I know with the NDA, obviously it's very clear you don't mention anything, really, and you don't mention definitely the rates and all of that. But I don't even know at this point how I'm going to present to them. And I don't know if really will talk to them prior to setting up some kind of trust and foundations, you know?
Oh, I wouldn't. I wouldn't talk to them until everything is set up the way that you know.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted your verification.
And then I would,
because
and if it's a
protection for them too. I mean, I'm going to have it set up where you want to have a purpose in your life and you want to know that you don't have to worry about monies now, but this is where it is and this is what I believe this money is for. And you know what? I'd love for you to join in and I think you would receive the rewards of that and whatever. But
you're taking that begging mentality. Don't beg them at that stage. You beg them up until now to listen, and they wouldn't. Now it's payday time.
Yes.
Anything is in your favor. And here's an example. You have a son, and your plan was, well, I'm going to give my son $1 million when this thing happens. So now you still want your son to have $1 million, but you're not going to give it to him. You're going to learn how to put it in a position so that he can be in control of it along with you, because he doesn't know how to properly manage money. So now when you do that, then you're going to say, son, you remember all those things that I was involved in and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, mom, well, what about it? Well, son, it worked. Now, here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an account that you and I are in charge of that you can receive payment and benefits from as long as you learn how to properly manage it, and I will assist you in that management. Do you want to do this or not? You're not begging him. You're telling him, and he may say, well, how much you, if you want to let him know this account is $1 million that we will be managing. Do you want to assist in the management of this account?
That's great.
And if he says yes, okay, now this is your pay is going to be X amount of dollars per month for working and helping to manage this account. This will be your salary, and this will be your benefits. And from there, he will learn how to live in that environment that you have created for him.
That is awesome. That feels so good, Ray.
Good.
Thank you so much. I hope this is helpful for others because, yeah, there is no way for anyone in the family, because I've experienced, and I think a lot of people have, it isn't money that it creates evil. It's just that money does some really, the really depressing things in regard to people. And so I'm not just going to go around handing out money. That's not doing them a service. And, you know, so I want to be able to, but I thank you for how you put it. And that's how I'm going to present it. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That feels really good.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been stressing over this because, you know, so I hope this is helpful to others.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much, Ray.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
281, Texas.
Well, hello there, King.
Hey, it's the newlyweds.
How you doing?
I called on you Monday. You didn't respond. I thought you might have been out playing in the water or something.
Oh, my goodness. No, not with those snakes and alligators and bugs. I don't think so. I do not think so. We're surviving here in Houston. It's getting a little better. But
that's good.
Our neighbors next to us are getting pounded now in Beaumont, Texas, and all up in there.
Really?
Yes, they are underwater just like Houston, I tell you. It's really sad. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and my family in Warden, they have to be evacuated or move to higher ground because the Colorado River is rising there. So they start knocking on doors about 1 o'clock in the morning for areas that had never flooded before, making them get out. So it's everywhere. But I had a couple of questions. So with that being said, knowing that a lot of our area here in Houston is still not usable as for some of the buildings because most everything got water. So with that said, in your opinion, we have heard so many times that there are redemption centers, and so many buildings got affected. In your opinion, how do you think that would affect the Houston metropolitan area if we were to, this thing would happen and we were, would get the information to go in and exchange and all that kind of stuff? They would probably, you think, just have them at regular banks, you think?
Well, are facilities back to normal now in some areas? Because I'd assume if residences are flooded, so are business areas and
commercial areas. The city is trying to get back to normal. Some people went back to work, but of course, like I said, so many buildings were flooded out here. So mm-hmm. I'm sure they would have to, get their buildings back to normal somewhat,
Well, I'm sure they probably would pick alternate places for the activity if the building, the main building that was going to be used is flooded and the bottom floor is still flooded and you can't access that building. I'm sure they'll probably just shift everything to a different location and continue on as planned.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And so as far as 800 numbers at this late stage in the game, from your people or your contacts, you still haven't gotten any instructions on that at this point?
No.
Okay. All right. And I guess my last question would be, we know that we heard in the past that there were tiers, 1, 2, and 3, and 4 or whatever. Are we mm-hmm. still considered tier 4? Or are there
yes.
any such thing as tiers? Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes, the tier information has come to me, and so I would go along with, we're the tier 4.
Okay. And from what I've been hearing and reading, that they should be coming up on us, at least our turn, coming around the corner for them to start calling us for exchanges. In your opinion, do you think that's close or you don't know?
Oh, sure. I just haven't been speaking the tier 4 language, but other than that, we've been saying the same thing. Because if I'm expecting an RV any day, and if tier 4 is our status, then that goes without saying, that's the tier 4 activity that I'm expecting any day. I just mm-hmm. have not been saying tier 4, tier 1, 2, 3, and et cetera, because that information has not been coming to me from the sources that I would like to be hearing it from.
Okay.
And now it is starting to surface, if you will.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay, well, thank you, sir. That's all I had, and I will get back to work. I'm still working through the midst of all of this, so that's what we do. We just have to keep going. You guys just keep praying for Houston and the surrounding areas. We need all the prayers we can get.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Stay dry. Okay, 610. You're next up. Oh, it's G-Man from PA.
Good afternoon, Ren, and thank you for taking my call.
How are you?
I am super fantastic. It's another dynamite day in the USA here.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that all of us are praying for everyone in Texas and Louisiana, so you folks hang in there. Also, I'd like to remind everyone, we are at the end of the month. September's right around the corner. And in order for this information superstation to stay on the air, donations are needed, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who did not know, these calls that Ray does for us and all the means of communication that Ray uses to keep us informed need to be paid for. That's up to us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to help pay for these calls. And you can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Again, please make your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be glad you did.
All right. And thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Ray. Thank you to the task force members. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, unification, relaxation, and rally, rally, rally. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home-style North Carolina barbecue.
Okay. Thank you. You sure make my
You're
job
welcome.
A whole lot easier. Thank you very much.
I'm glad. I'm glad I could do that.
All right, sir. Take care.
Will do.
918 area code, Oklahoma. What's going on, sir?
Good afternoon, Ray.
Hey.
Pretty good information today coming from you. You know, these, you talked about first, second, and third mouse applies to other than the dinar. And then you went on and told us you're getting information on nine currencies. That's good. Whether they come out all at once or, like you say, later, I would think if that happens, wouldn't that equate to some type of a global currency reset, you think?
Oh, definitely. But we knew that was coming anyway, most of us.
Okay.
Even though we couldn't get people to openly admit it, but the writing's on the wall for that.
Well, that's good. And then you brought in some information on the ZIM. Would first, second, and third mouse apply, you said, other than the dinar, would that apply to the ZIM, you think?
Across the board.
Okay. Boy, that's beautiful. Now, here's the question of questions. Ray, my buddy, my good friend, oh, friend of mine. Yeah, I'm sucking up to you, you know. I don't care. I'm kind of lost. See, I learned something today. I thought I was on top of this, nine currencies. I know six of them. Dong, dinar, Zim, Rufia, Afghan, and Rael. Ray, oh, buddy, oh, friend of mine, what are the other three? Can you say, or if you can't, that's all right. I'm not going to go out and buy any more because, okay, four or five, if they come out, it would make sense to me that, and I'm just surmising here, everyone's been watching this thing. The four or five that will come out, I think, predominantly, Dong, Dinar, Zim, Rufia, Afghan. Now, they could be split up. Now, if they are split up, what an opportunity for us.
That's right.
Man.
Here's the kicker, though.
When
it pops, we will definitely let you know which ones popped. Because
okay.
That's all that's important at that point, is which ones popped. And right. then we'll focus on the others as a plan B activity.
So I guess, well, you just answered my question. The others, you'll let us know or me know by listening what the three are I'm missing.
Right.
Okay, I got you. All right.
What's American Express famous for? What slogan are they famous for?
Don't leave home without it.
Okay, yeah, that is one of them. But there was another one that they were popular for, too. I believe it was American Express. Yes.
Or that other one, what's in your wallet? No, that was Samuel Jackson did that for Capital One. Well, one of my other three guesses, my other three guesses are the USD, the British pound, and the Chinese yuan. I might be all wrong,
okay.
but
I was referencing, the phrase I was referencing, and I believe it was an American Express logo or phrase at one time, membership has its privileges.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yes. I got you. And then the other thing, I was reading the newspaper when you first came out with the comments. Did I hear you correctly that when they paid these Kurd people, that was at the new rate?
No, it was based on an agreement of a new rate.
Oh, okay, I got you. All right. Well, hey, this is pretty good info today, folks. If you're listening,
I would think so.
Yeah. Do you still think? Well, this month. I mean, we only got a day, but. We're close, aren't we? I mean, you think?
Well, it only takes a minute to flip a switch.
I know it. All right. Well, buddy, I'm waiting for your tweet, like, about 8 a.m. in the morning, okay? All right.
All right. Let's see what happens.
Okay. Thanks, Ray.
All right, sir. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. 636 Missouri.
Hello, Ray. How you doing?
Hey, I'm fantabulous-er to the nth degree. How about
I've been in this, pretty good. I've been in this thing about 6 or 7 years, and mm-hmm. I was just looking at my list and starting off. I want to commend you. You've outlasted them all. I got a list of about 25 so-called gurus that have been in this thing since I've been listening that think they know everything about everything, and then all of a sudden they just disappear and you don't hear any more from them. But I commend you for that. Maybe it's because you're not selling pills or memory tapes or books or whatever. But I have three or four simple questions.
Okay.
Has Article 140 been passed? Do you know?
Not publicly. I don't recall hearing any public passing or of it, not public awareness.
Are they in Chapter 7 or Chapter 8?
Well, clearly a body has said that they have exited Chapter 7. And then there's been reference that they are Article 8 compliant, but I've not seen any official communication saying that they are officially in Article 8 status. But if you're compliant
that?
For it for
I
all
the IMF?
Purposes, I believe the IMF will make the declaration that they are Article 8 compliant, I believe. Don't hold me to that. But
okay. Do the three zeros have to be deleted before the RV can happen?
Not to my knowledge and understanding. They do not have to be deleted first.
I read a lot about here lately about that. We'll find out what they're going to quote. The one guy I read today, we'll find out what they're going to do with the three zeros after the RV. So I'm assuming that if he knows what he's talking about, that we could still have the RV and the three zeros could still be in circulation.
I'm under that belief,
right?
Because you could revalue the currency and keep the same denominations if you wanted to. But if you change the face value denominations, you would have to revalue a currency. So one necessitates the other one, and one doesn't. In my mindset, so I could see the value being changed with three zeros still being there, because it's pretty much saying, hey, people, instead of a 25K note buying one soft drink, it's now going to buy 50. Now,
okay.
An easier way to do that is to change the value of the currency so that you would know beyond a shadow of a doubt what it will buy. But that doesn't mean it has to go that way first. So maybe that's a twisted way of thinking about it, but that's just me. I'm only me.
Okay, this thing, I think we both agree that this has been kind of like the last couple of years of merry-go-round. You know, we hear this date, that passes. We hear this date, that passes. Now we heard the 21st August, that's passed. We heard that they had to have Mosul liberated, and then Telfar is all liberated, et cetera, et cetera. Now that's all passed, and now we're back, and here comes Ramadan again. And then now we'll have to wait going through Ramadan in September. My last question is as to what happened over there yesterday with regards to what Lebanon did, releasing the busloads of terrorists, ISIS terrorists and their family on the Syrian-Iraqi border, which caused the body to blow a gasket because it now, quoting him, says that this puts the Iraqi residents in fright and danger. We got to start the security ball all over again. Do you think? Have you heard about that or anything about that?
I have not heard about that. So I don't know what
supposedly
impact
Lebanon
that may or may not have.
To Lebanon to get their deceased back from Syria, they made the deal that they would release ISIS and their family, and they did it all on the Iraqi border. And a body was pretty upset about it and was very vocal about it. I was just wondering if we're going to start the security ball all over again. I guess only time will tell.
Yes, sir.
See how the ball bounces.
That's a certain.
Okay. Have a good day. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Okay. Let's see. Marcus, Healing Inner Peace. You're on.
Hello. This is indeed an honor that we all co-created together with our intentions and our prayers to support Earth's humanity and all life through our humanitarian projects. I mean, this is so important. And this is definitely a culture civilization change, and it's time for the resistance to that to end, isn't it?
Okay. I don't know. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, this is Mark. Mark. In New Hampshire.
Mark, okay.
Yeah, Mark. If people call me both, it's fine.
Okay.
Basically, once this, since I'm in New England, you know, New Hampshire, as soon as the RV hits and I get my family's needs taken care of, I would like to coordinate a group of us that are focused on humanitarian work to go down together from New England, you know, northeastern United States, down to help out in Texas and assist in whatever the humanitarian needs need to be done. So if there's anyone else in this part of the country that would like to join with me after we get the RV funds, get our family needs taken care of, my email for my foundation is...
Okay, Phoenix. Marcus, you apparently are trying to use the wrong venue for whatever you're trying to get across. So this is a Q&A for TNT members for the TNT call. Anything else, there's other ways to get that done, sir. But anyway, let me move on. 501 area code, Arkansas, you are on.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to join your call.
Yes, sir.
Unfortunately, I haven't been able to listen to all your calls, so this may be a redundant question. And if so,
okay.
I apologize. But as you well know, the IRS red flags any transaction of $10,000 or more. Won't all of these exchanges trigger that?
No. They know what's going on. They red flag things that are not normal, that are suspicious. They know this is going to be a normal deal for at least a short while, because I'm sure they're aware that millions of people hold this currency and waiting for this reval to kick in. So, no, I don't think that that they're going to interfere and hold up anything, fully knowing what's taking place. All they want to do is tax stuff. They don't want to prevent it from taking place.
Well, that's encouraging. Second question. I wasn't trying to be funny, but thank you anyway.
All right. Me either. But I'm just trying to be, matter of fact. The IRS is they're for taxing stuff, not for preventing things. They just want
to Well, I understand. And they, of course, when you get your opinion is as good as the IRS, because you may or may not know, but when you call the IRS with a question, all you get is an opinion, which is not binding. I don't know whether you knew that or not.
No.
Notwithstanding that, that's a. I apologize for the BS. But anyway, now, there are going to be exchange sites. Will these be at the bank, brick-and-mortar institutions?
That's been my understanding for quite some time, that some banks will have you come right there, and some have other facilities that they're going to be utilizing for that purpose.
Okay. The only bank in Arkansas... of the major five, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Chase, Citi, and I don't know who else. Bank of America is the only one that has a full operation here in Arkansas, and dealing with them is trying to pee up a rope, and they don't know what the heck's going on. Now, if Wells Fargo opens, Wells Fargo has an investment center here. They do have that. But if they have an exchange center and you exchange with Wells Fargo, does that mean you will automatically have an account with Wells Fargo?
I am of that impression at the moment, yes.
Okay. So I'll end up with an account in Memphis then, right? More or less.
Okay, more or less. Sake of argument, let's say yes. Is that a terrible thing? It could be the best thing you ever did.
Well, I can't wait for that. Unfortunately, I've got to wait for that. So
when you look at the majority of us, don't want folks in our business. We don't want people to know we have wealth. We're trying to find ways to hide it. We want to cloak this account and cloak that account and use different names. And do you think you're going to be successful with doing all of that, and then you're going to bank in the same town you live in?
Not
about people are human.
Yeah.
And so even with all your cloaking. If you live in a 30,000 population city, you might as well be on the television set Cheers. Everybody going to know your name. So you might be better off to be doing your banking with the big dollars in another city and possibly in another state if anonymity is what you are truly seeking.
Well,
so because I can pick up on a lot of members are wanting – everything to be in their comfort zone. They want to be able to just go to the bank down the street and do their business. But then they want it to be private. They don't want anybody to know. Really?
Yeah.
I don't think most of you are going to get that way.
Believe it.
You're going to get out of your comfort zone and stretch out and go someplace where you are a total stranger. They don't know you. You don't know them. You can do your multi-million-dollar transactions, go back home. And then when you need to want to spend that money, you call that wealth manager, private banker, whoever the person you're working with, and say, dump $20,000 in my discretionary account. Now, your discretionary account, that's the one that you have at the bank down the street, so that you can still do your normal interactive spending, et cetera, with no one being any wiser, that instead of your little rink-a-dink account with $15,000 in it like everybody else at the bank, you're nobody special because you have 15 grand. But they don't know that you have $15 million somewhere else that replenishes that $15,000 every time you draw down from it.
Yeah.
No.
Well, that is very encouraging because I'm not one to flaunt my good fortune in any respect. I'm not going to go buy me a Lamborghini, and I'm not moving to a high-dollar residential neighborhood. We'll probably take a trip or two, but other than that, only my family is going to know what's going on if I can help it.
Okay. Good luck.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you for
your
time.
Sir. All right. Take care. Good day. 425 Washington. You are on.
Well, good morning, Ray Rand. I haven't spoken to you before. I trust you are well today, and thank you for taking my call.
Yes, thank you. You're
welcome. I may have missed it, but years ago, I signed up for the what is now known as the Internet Group. It was the Wells Fargo Group, and I can't remember the name of the guy in Florida that had apparently made a contract with Wells Fargo. Is that still a viable thing? The reason I ask is that I'm holding currencies for friends of mine because I'm the only one that signed up for that, and I thought that I could help them out by getting a higher amount if,
okay.
you know, if changed for them. If it's
well,
not a viable entity anymore, I'm going to just give them their currency back and simplify things.
When was the last time that you heard from anyone representing that organization?
Oh, forever. Forever and ever. Yeah, it's been a really long time. Do you know the organization I'm speaking of?
No, I have no knowledge of that. I've heard different things over the years, but not being in any one of those groups, I really have no firsthand knowledge of
the guy that,
who,
that,
what, when, where, or how. It's just been rumor stuff that I hear from
the
member
guy
to
that,
member.
Termed this thing, he died or had committed suicide or something like that. If there is anyone out there in TNT land that knows anything about this, it would sure be interesting to find out a little bit more. So,
Seems like whoever is still running the show would at least send a communication to you once a year, if nothing else, to say, hey, we're still here. We're still waiting.
Yeah, that's occurred to me. But no such thing. So, all
okay.
right, well, thank you. Thank you very much for taking
Well, hold my- out to the absolute last minute before you decide to scrap everything and give the people all their stuff back, unless you just don't want to be bothered with it now. But
no.
I'd hate for you to rush to a decision and then to get an email out of nowhere one day before RV and say, okay, we're here. I don't know. It's wishful thinking.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, thank you very much for answering my question. I appreciate it. Have a good
okay.
day.
Thank you. You too. 951 California, you are on.
Hey, is that me?
That is you.
Hey, good morning. I forgot
good
I
morning.
Had my hand up.
Oh, okay.
And my question was answered here a while back and everything, so...
Great.
I want to thank you for being there and have a great day. And I'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care. 608, Wisconsin.
Hello.
Hey, we're on the speakerphone or something?
I have two phones here. You're on 608.
Okay, you'll need to turn one of them off or
right.
kill the audio or something. It's creating an echo.
That better?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I missed your comment on about the three-day meeting as to what the rate was. You said they established a rate but are not able to make it available yet.
Correct. So you didn't miss it. Do you hear that?
Oh, you didn't say the rate.
No, I did not.
Okay. Do you want to do that now? Or can you?
Well, seeing as how I didn't do it 30 minutes ago or an hour ago when we first got started, I doubt very seriously I would do it now either. You're on the same call.
Okay. Okay. Well, second question is there was – talk again about the three zeros being lopped off, and is there a possibility now that the U.S. currency holders of the dinar will can be affected by that?
No. No, we won't be affected
no.
by that. And
okay.
Yes, let's think back, those that have been on this ride a long time. Some of you go back a few years when we were looking for this RV to happen. There was no mention of three zeros being knocked off. It was just revalue the currency as is. And then when a mention of three zeros came up, it was with the understanding that for 2 years, things were going to run congruently when they eliminate the three zeros to give their citizens time for the money with three zeros to phase out. And then we had that period. And so now we're at the stage of they're talking three zeros, which they have effectively removed a lot of the 3-0 money in country.
Especially
the 3-0 money that we're holding is not going back over there anyway. It's already been accounted for from initial arrangements, from the things you hear, the petrodollars, to be used 20 to 30 years in the future is what this money has already been allocated for, this 3-0 money. It's already lock, stock, and barrel handled. So the only way that I could see that we would be affected is if you take the 3-0 notes outside of the U.S. to exchange it, then you will be subject to whatever the new conditions are. Now, if they say effective tomorrow, we remove the 3-0s, we're not accepting anything that has 3-0 notes on it, and you go outside of the U.S. to exchange your currency, you might be up the creek without a paddle. But the rest of us that are U.S.-based and using U.S. banks and everything is falling under the U.S. agreements that we had been told years ago, we have nothing to worry about.
Good news.
That is
okay, thanks for explaining that. Yep.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate that.
All right.
Thank you, and have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Arizona 480, you are on.
Hey, good morning, Ray, and thanks for taking my call. I had a thought about that lady just was on a minute ago and who's holding currencies for other people. If she goes and cashes in all those currencies, who pays the taxes on them?
If the exchange is taxable, she will.
Yep. I thought we might want to point that out to her. I'd be trying to get that money back to him as fast as my little feet could carry it.
But that's not an immediate signal to not do it. It's just because she has all the money anyway. Now, if it were me, I'm doing an exchange, and there's three of us that I'm exchanging for, but I'm doing the exchange, and then I get hit with the tax on the exchange, then whatever portion that was theirs, an equal portion of that would be taxed, and that's what they would receive less the portion of tax. So it's not like I'm going to get stuck with paying all the tax and they still get all of their money. I would balance it out.
So you're going to hold out the taxes that you had to pay from them.
Oh, definitely.
That's a good plan, and I hadn't thought about that, so thanks for bringing that up too.
And they should not have any issue with it, knowing, well, it was taxed. This was your portion that got taxed, and here's what you have left. And this was my portion that got taxed. Here's what I have left, and it would all be equal and just.
Okay. Anyway, that was just my thought when I heard her say she's holding all this currency. Like, I try to get that money out of my hands and gift letters and give it back to them in any way I can.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks for taking my call, and I hope you have a blessed day, and I hope we have this RV today.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, where are we? You know, the text that went out didn't say a lot of intel to share with you or a lot of information. And if you didn't pick up that there was a lot in this message, you need to go back and listen to it again and again, because it is recorded. And I was surprised that I'm thinking maybe Catnip must have been distracted when I did my opening statements, because I was really expecting something from her that she didn't. She didn't come in on with, but she may be reserving that for later. So I guess I better not get too much ahead of myself. But I highly recommend that you all tell your friends and family members that missed this call to listen to it and not just read transcripts. transcripts are good, but to my knowledge, we don't have anyone that's transcripting the call exact word for word for word. They do a good job. Now, don't misunderstand me, but sometimes things get missed, and I believe it would behoove you who listen to this live to go back and listen again and encourage your family members and friends who normally say, well, I'll just read the transcript, to encourage them to do the same thing. I know that's what I would do. But anyway, whatever happens, whenever it happens, we'll be ready. And we want to help you to be ready. So let's wait for more information to become public. And we'll wait to spring into action after the public release. We will then be able to determine what was actually true versus what was possibly true. And when we determine what was actually true, then we can use some of the scenarios that we have been training and teaching on that you can implement and get the maximum reward, the maximum opportunity that you can get out of this ride that you have been on for however long you've been on this ride. What doesn't make sense to me is to go through a process and get almost to the end and then you stop short and say, well, let me just get off here. I'll just take what I have and leave the rest. When the rest was possibly only a few more hours away, a few more days away. And when the rest could possibly amount to double of what you settled for, that's a waste to me. Now, for some of you, it's going to be okay. No matter what I say and share with you, you're going to be of the mindset, I'll just take anything. Give me whatever and I'm gone. Well, that's not the best of us that I'm talking to right now. There might be the rest of us. And if you feel that way, that's okay. That's cool. But for those of you that say, I've been on this ride this dang long, I want all I can get out of this. Because there won't be another ride like this. Or at least there's not supposed to be another ride. Not like this one. That's enough for now. You guys enjoy the Wednesday, hump day. Mike, we're halfway through the week. Can't wait to hear what happens next. Of course, I don't have much choice. Have to wait. But it all looks good. And to the Southern Hemisphere listeners, if all of this is going to unfold the way that I'm being told that it's going to unfold. We're in the short rows.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
About you.
I believe.
I know what I believe.
That I can make it through it.
And I know why I believe.
Oh, I believe.
That's because
it's already done.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm.